And DUI updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy with fog early today with a high of 35. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy and foggy tonight, 29. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republicans in the Kansas State Legislature have officially proposed a bill that would restrict access to adult sites for anyone under the adult legal age. As Cake News reports, the bill would try and limit what minors have access to online, requiring certain web pages that contain harmful material to minors or adult content, such as pornographic sites, to have some type of age verification technology included.
And they can go ahead and click that button, and the entire realm of the pornographic world, it's a one-time deal. If you're an adult who wants to see adult content and images, present the ID card, verify that you're an adult, and you move on.
That was State Representative Patrick Penn on Cake News. Democrats, on the other hand, say while it's good intentioned, it may not work as smoothly.
What I think is harmful to minors, or what one parent may think is harmful to their children, another parent thinks is an important part of school curricula.
Good American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
January is National Mental Wellness Month across the nation, and many clinics across the state of Kansas say that they're doing what they can to try and help out low-income individuals across the state by focusing on mental health and physical health screenings in your community.
It looks like a normal doctor's appointment. We may have more questions than usual. And I like that we ask difficult questions sometimes.
All of our mental health providers have the ability to assess baseline mental health conditions, addictions especially.
We can see anyone at Hunter Health. Our mission is to serve everyone in the community. So yes, we prioritize our underinsured, uninsured patients. We have some services for homeless patients, regardless of like immigration status.
That was the Hunter Health Clinic in the Wichita area on KWCH News. Clinics around the state of Kansas say that they are encouraging those seeking mental attention to call and book an appointment with your local provider, as many clinics say that they are trying to expand their services when it comes to mental health screenings. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Schatz, and U.S. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, has drawn two primary challengers. And since saying he would not support President Donald Trump during the Grand Ole Party's presidential primary, Bacon is a Sarpy County resident looking for his fifth term to represent the 2nd Congressional District, told the crowd that he supported Trump in 2016 and was the first member of Nebraska's congressional delegation to support him in 2020, but has since changed his mind in the aftermath of the January 6th storming of the Capitol. In other news, U.S. Senator from Nebraska Pete Ricketts announced that over $21 million in federal funding he helped secure for the Nebraska Department of Transportation will go to reconstructing approximately 9 miles of eastbound Interstate 80 between Odessa and Kearney. The grants are called multimodal project discretionary grants from the Department of Transportation at the federal level, and they will also allow for a replacement of a rural bridge. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A program on managing risk with ARC PLC and SCO, considering trade-offs and tools, will be featured next Friday, February 2nd, via Zoom conference with K-State Department of Ag Economics. Deadline for selecting ag risk coverage, price loss coverage for crops with base acres is March 15th, same deadline as for crop insurance for spring planted crops. Producers who select PLC have the option of adding an SCO or supplemental coverage option to their crop insurance policy. This webinar will cover implications of current market conditions for these choices and tools available on agmanager.info to support producer decisions. No fee, but advance registration is required. Contact your local Extension District office for more information, or Rich Llewellyn at rvl@ksu.edu. This Zoom conference, Friday, February 2nd, noon to 1. If you're unable to attend the live meeting, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. Kansas State University beef extension specialists and agents will be hosting several cow-calf production-focused meetings throughout the state in late January and February. The programs are a joint effort between state specialists and local extension units and aim to address various topics pertinent to local needs and conditions experienced by producers. Topics will range from risk management tools and cow herd nutrition considerations following drought to heifer development strategies and bull selection. Meetings will be held in Hays, Larned, Smith Center, Eureka, and in Seneca February 5th. Rebuilding the Cow Herd will be featured at 6:30 p.m. at the Wilsoncroft Events Center in Seneca. For additional information or RSVP, contact Ross Mosteller at 785-336-2184. Information about the series of meetings can also be found at ksubeef.org. Pony Express Partnership for Children Director April Todd will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talks about a recent opening of the Bright Beginnings Child Daycare Center through the Pony Express Partnership.
We have a grant through the state of Kansas, through the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund. And when they asked us, you know, what needs do you think you have that you can utilize those funds for? We knew that daycare, it was time to finally try to tackle the daycare issue and address daycare. So we set out to open another facility that we could add some additional slots for little ones to attend.
Join the conversation with April Todd during our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The efforts through the Pony Express Partnership for Children are to help address a growing need for child care within our rural Kansas communities.
We do have several current in-home daycare providers. Many of those folks are approaching retirement. And so I do think what we see as already what I would consider a crisis for child care is certainly going to be exacerbated in the coming years quickly here as many of those providers move into retirement.
Marysville High School winter formal is Saturday. Crowning has been changed to 7:30. Queen candidates are Olivia Sandman, Ryan Roberts, Katie Keller, Caden Spurgeon, and Avery Nestor. King candidates Bryant Siemens, Kemper Eichmann, Thomas Bolkin, Stephen Lauer, and Gable Fredrickson. Again, crowning's been changed to 7:30 Saturday. Madison Runnebaum, Marysville, a Queen candidate for Cloud County Community College. 2024 homecoming, crowning also set this Saturday.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Senior Saturday is this Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Anyone over the age of 60 is invited to come to the Art Center for a free breakfast and to view Fiber Arts and Crafts, a collection of local artist creations. Senior Saturday is this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog possible early on today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Warming up into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still staying warmer into Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still staying sunny into next Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. Temperatures staying warmer throughout much of next week and cooler into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 66. The average low, 19. The record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening at 5:39.
Some mountainous regions in the West are famous for air inversions. We will take an in-depth look at those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey great Wayne Gretzky has a birthday, and it's Australia Day down under, the anniversary of the arrival of the first European settlers. We usually experience wintertime air as crisp and clean. That's because pollutants and ozone get trapped in precipitation or blown away by gusty winds. But if you've ever experienced an inversion, you know how that description gets turned on its head. Inversions occur when upper layers of warm air trap areas of cooler air in place, along with emissions from vehicles, factories, power plants, and more. If you have any breathing concerns, pay attention to the forecast for inversions, especially in mountainous regions in the West, where they occur more frequently. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoovers in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoovers in Greenleaf. Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Employer Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Always catch the game at Sarge's in Marysville. But this Sunday, root on the Chiefs with an AFC Championship-sized tailgate party. On special, $2 domestic cans while you're invited to bring your best tailgate dish. Celebrate another Chiefs game day Sunday with Sarge's Potluck Tailgate Party, kicking off at 1 p.m.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated knows the athletes on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams are the best of the best and will beat the rest at the games and events this week. Good luck and let's go Thunder. From your supportive fans at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 50 years of service. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Shockers have dropped their eighth straight game under the first year of head coach Paul Mills, this time to East Carolina at Charles Koch Arena, 54-52. Here's what guard Colby Rogers had to say.
You look at turnovers and you look at maybe missed free throws and things like that. You realize how important every possession is. You know, so I mean, it's like we're right there. We just got to keep trying to get over that hump.
Head coach Paul Mills isn't happy with the turnovers either.
You're talking to somebody who, if you look at the last 3 years, has coached a team that has been number one in the country at not turning it over. So I can't tell you how much it bothers me that it's on my shoulders that we've got to better prepare these guys.
The Shockers' next game is also at home against SMU on Sunday. The game will air on ESPN2 at 2 o'clock. Mid-American Network Sports.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs are headed to their sixth straight AFC Championship game, this time matching up with the Baltimore Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Here's what quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to say about the offense's sudden resurgence in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's Coach Reed. I mean, the mindset that he comes into the building with every single day, the leadership that he has. He comes in, and we're about ball. We're about having our brothers back, going in there and doing whatever we can to win, but at the same time, love each other and get the best out of each other every single day on and off the field.
Chiefs All-Pro kicker Harrison Butker discussed some of the science of kicking with the forecast coming in Baltimore.
As a kicker, your competition is kind of the surface you're playing on and the weather.
So things I look at are, is it going to be sunny? And then if it's going to be sunny, what's the stadium configuration? Because you need to know where the shadows are going to be. That's something that's always affected me, especially if the holder, maybe his shadow is causing where the ball's going to go to be really dark. So, you know, when the ball gets put down, I'm not going to be able to see it.
Despite a strong start for the Marysville girls in the semifinal of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, top seed Topeka Hayden took Marysville down 61-34. Marysville had the lead first 4 and 5 minutes of the ball game, but Hayden took that first quarter 28-17, never looked back, with eight players scoring, led by Lauren Sandstrom with 14 points, Riley Meyer with 11, and Leah Fulton scored 10 as Hayden improves to 12-1 on the season. Marysville led by Lindsay Dressman with 12, 10 of those in the first quarter. Casey Russian double figures with 10 as Marysville falls to 5-6. Final Hayden 61, Marysville 34. Top two seeds of the tournament match up in the championship Saturday afternoon. That's Hayden and Lafayette out of St. Joe. Marysville and St. Mary's tipping the consolation about 3. We'll have it live on TNDY.
Semifinal round scores in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Concordia beat Hiawatha. Lafayette took St. Mary's. And Topeka Hayden topped Marysville 61-34. Marysville wrestlers fell to Abilene, North Central Kansas League duel 55-18 on Thursday. Friday night tips Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game Hanover at Centralia, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde, Axtell entertains Riverside, Washington County home to Troy, Linz at Onega, Diller O'Dell at Superior, and Southern at Johnson Brock.
Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Try growing your own onion transplants from seed started indoors. You'll find a greater selection of varieties than those sold as transplants and sets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select short-day onion varieties if gardening in the South, long-day varieties for northern areas, and day-neutral for all but South Florida and South Texas. Purchase fresh seeds each year for the best germination. Start seeds indoors 10 to 15 weeks before you plan on moving them into the garden. Plant onion seeds 3/4 inch deep in a clean container filled with a well-drained potting or seed starting mix. Keep the mix moist and move the plants under artificial light or in a sunny window as soon as green appears. Keep lights 4 to 6 inches above the plant, on for 12 hours a day, and growing temperatures between 55 and 65 degrees for stouter growth. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
KNDY.
Many people love to camp. Of course, camping means different things to different people. Some folks just need a tent and little else. Others go camping in some trailers and RVs that rival the comfort of a nice home. Today I'll take you to a place where some of the mobile camping, if you will, got its start. It's quite an antique, and it's this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you ever pulled a camper to go enjoy time away, perhaps you know this company from long ago.
E.P. Gilkinson & Sons manufactured camping trailers from 1925 until 1952. They were made here in Terre Haute.
Susie Quick is the Vigo County historian in Terre Haute, Indiana.
The company was founded by a father, Edward Ray Gilkinson, and his two sons, Warren and Ray.
And those sons, as the story goes, designed an early pop-up, pull-type camper in their father's shop just ahead of a camping trip in the 1920s. That Gilkey name is one of importance when you consider the history of camping equipment.
Gilkey is one of the better known traveling campers. They made the first pop-up camper, and the Vigo County History Center is lucky enough to have one.
The one owned by the County Historical Society is really a gem when you consider it may be the granddaddy of them all. They have it on display at times. It takes a lot of care, and Susie jokes, sometimes like an old tent, it needs a little airing out to get it ready for the public to see.
So the forerunner of all other campers, dating back to 1925, so it has seen some time.
Susie says that while pop-up campers and camping equipment of all types is quite common today, to have something of this vintage is a real treasure.
Now, the Ford Museum has one, and we have one. And I don't know that a whole lot of other people have them because they're just not out there.
The Henry Ford Museum does have one on display as well, but the one here is interesting for the fact that it is, in a sense, right at home in the city where it and so many other early campers like it were manufactured. Traveling the countryside in Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
Test your knowledge and show off your game show abilities at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night, Saturday, February 3rd. Starting at 7 p.m., stretch your memory in history, entertainment, geography, current events, the arts, and more. Register by emailing marshallcountyarts@gmail.com or calling 785-859-4260. $240 per team of six or $40 for an individual, while you're welcome to bring your favorite adult beverage. Test your trivia knowledge and get smart with the arts February 3rd at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Trivia Night. Spots and tables are limited, so grab yours by calling 785-859-4260.
Call and always find him there. fancy housing, but when a doe is ready to kid, give her a place of her own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A kidding pen will bring comfort to the new little family as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As your goats get closer to giving birth, build them a kidding pen. It provides them a safe place to give birth and bond with their babies. Penn State livestock educator Linda Spar likes mesh panels with see-through grids. They're comforting to the does because they get the nose-to-nose contact with other goats. A mama goat that can't see out can become agitated. You don't need a lot of space. A 4x4 kidding pen is usually enough room.
If you make it too big, then the doe gets in there and, you know, she can ignore her babies. If she doesn't like them, they can get a lot more, get up and go and do a lot more harm to their babies if you give them too much room. And a 4x4, she can stand up, she can turn around, she can bed down in the corner. The kids still have room to lay. She's forced to be close to them, but not so close that she lays on them.
Spar says the number one killer of baby goats is a floor draft. They can develop pneumonia or hypothermia, so make sure the barn has a venting system that allows cold air to only come in at the top of the building. She doesn't recommend adding heat to the pen unless absolutely necessary. A plastic dog kennel is a safe and simple way to keep them snug.
Put one of those in the corner, bed it up really nice, and they'll lay in there. And because they'll lay in there together, they'll really stay warm, and body heat will keep them warmer. So obviously, there are places in the country where it's extremely cold. You can get a heating mat. They're used mainly in farrowing barns with baby pigs, but they work really well for goats as well.
About a week after kidding, make a creep area in a warm corner where kids of similar size can be together. Arrange the panels so that the kids can get in, but the does can't. This allows the little ones to escape or rest. Learn more about kidding pens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
How men and women transitioning out of the military can become farmers. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
We will get a call. Hey, I'm a veteran and I want to become a farmer. Where do I start? Where do I go?
That's Joe Ricker, a retired Army colonel, founder of At Ease Orchard in Indiana, and president of Veterans in Farming.
What I usually say to veterans when they are getting started, you know, and it's great to be a veteran talking to veterans, right? We have the same language You know, what do you want to be in 5 years? Everybody's heard that through mentorship and other avenues. Then they look at understanding their market. It's really funny, you know, some veterans come in with a great idea. Good story of a gentleman down in North Carolina who wanted to start a kale farm. And he found out that kale was not as purchased a resource down in the North Carolina or southern states as okra or greens or other things.
Ricker says the group Veterans in Farming works with a number of other veterans organizations and plays no favorites.
It's not about who owns the program. It's really about who do we collaborate with to make veterans more satisfied in their retirements and in their opportunities out there.
Ricker presented during a recent webinar put on by the National AgriBility Program. During the webinar, it was stated that 11% of the farmers in the U.S. are veterans. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Friday. On your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Demand is the biggest problem that the corn market is now facing, says market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. The problem is that the largest buyer in being China is moving more of its business now to South America.
USDA's got them forecasted to bring in about 26, 27 million metric tons of corn over the marketing year. 47% of that is forecasted to come out of Brazil. So now they are basically replacing us very, very quickly as a corn supplier to that country. And even on the global scale, the United States and Brazil both export about 27% of the global corn supply individually. So U.S. at 27, Brazil at 27. And the biggest factor in this is now that Brazil has been a provider of corn into China, and that's limited our exports. And that's one of the biggest reasons for the market prices and the concerns that we're seeing now is that China's looking for a different route to go. And Brazil had those bushels at a cheaper price, and they continue to be a strong buyer of those commodities from that country.
Heinberg then went on to say that the next few months are critical for United States corn exports.
January, February, March is our window to be the leader in the export market. The Brazilian market has kind of lost some of its supply. Argentina's been dealing with 2 years of drought, but they have a record corn crop pot forecasted for this year coming at us. You know, so these next few months are vital, and we need to see those sales numbers really pick up as well as the shipment numbers for corn. And then we got to see what happens with that South American production. You know, so it's going to be a very interesting point over the next few weeks here to see if we can get those numbers that we need that can help support price, you know, on top of our large supply that we're trying to work through. At least that's what's forecasted out there.
Once again, with Total Farm Marketing, that is market advisor John Heinberg. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents of award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Walleye could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Are one of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. They are an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light. It stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey, so what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the pellet.
When finding a market for walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10, $12, if not more, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And then what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising walleye at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Still a day of a lot of gains throughout the livestock. However, in the grains, mostly lower. March corn currently down 5 3/4, trading at 4.46. May down to 4.55 1/4. That's down 6 cents today. Double-digit losses pretty much all across the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat contract currently down 14 at 6.23. May also at 6.23 a bushel. That's down 13 cents on the day. A mixed bag for the oats. March oats down 0.75 cents, trading at 3.63 3/4. However, May back up 1 1/4 to 3.60 1/2 cents. Double digit losses in most areas for the soybeans. March beans down 12 1/4 to 12.10 3/4 cents. May trading at 12.17 1/2. That's down 12 3/4. March soybean meal sharply lower, down to 3.49.60. That's a drop of 8.60 on the day. However, soy oil is slightly higher. March is up 48 points at 47.01. Triple digit losses for the cotton complex today. March cotton currently down 127 to 84.49. May down 126, trading at 85.72. As mentioned, another big day in the livestock so far, as February live cattle up 67 at 178.40, April up 82 at 181.52. Into the feeders, after seeing a $4 jump yesterday, they were seeing more sharp gains than what they are now earlier. However, March feeder cattle still up 185, trading at $240.02. April's up 172 to 245.65. Into the hogs, kind of a mixed bag, but the immediate months are higher. February up 45 to 74.75, April up to 83.22. That's up 67 on the day. Quite a bit of two-sided trade in the energy markets. March crude oil still slightly lower, down a dime currently at 77.24. However, trying to find some strength later in this day of trade. February unleaded gas is back slightly higher, up a penny at 2.28 a gallon. Heating oil slightly higher as well to 2.79, and February natural gas back up 1 to 2.58. Let's take a look at stock markets here, as the S&P is slipping just a bit, down 6 at 4,888. The NASDAQ also down 51 at 15,458. And the Dow Jones slightly higher, up 45 at 38,093.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust, guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. Or loans.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Try planting a different kind of corn in your fields. Popcorn. If there's a buyer, popcorn can be a lucrative specialty crop on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Is a favorite snack food that's been around for thousands of years. Planting and growing popcorn is very similar to regular field corn and can be harvested by combine with specific settings to reduce kernel damage. The main differences come into play after harvest. Jay Holbert is the president and CEO of Ag Alumni Seed in Indiana. He says popcorn can't be dried with a high-heat dryer like regular corn because it reduces popping expansion. Instead, it's conditioned either by the popcorn company or in the farmer's bin using ambient air. It's critical to have the right amount of moisture in the kernel for the pressure buildup and explosion that creates popcorn.
Most popcorn companies want their farmers to harvest at, let's say, 15 to 17%. You don't want to go too much lower than that because too dry, it doesn't pop as well. If you're too wet, you run a greater risk of scuffing the pericarp, and a cracked or scuffed pericarp is not going to pop. That's where a lot of the old maids that you see in popcorn come from.
Popcorn companies contract with growers and buy it from them by the pound. The price per pound is set by the companies.
Normally, they want to run their contract so that they're paying a premium over the Chicago Board of Trade price for corn. They pay a premium in order to encourage that special care and handling that's going to be required, especially at harvest, to get really high-quality popcorn.
Holbert emphasizes that before you decide to plant popcorn, know exactly where it will be sold after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing popcorn at agriculture.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
from ABC News Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones turned around daily losses from earlier in the week to pick up 243 points and close Thursday back above 38,000. The S&P added 0.5%. The NASDAQ gained 0.2%. Enough for new record high closes for both indexes. The American spending spree continues as reflected in quarterly earnings from Visa. The digital payments company posted a net profit for the final 3 months of 2023 of nearly $4.9 billion. That's $700 million higher than the same period in 2022. Weaker than anticipated sales have Levi Strauss laying off at least 10% of its global corporate workforce between now and the middle of the year. The apparel company has about 19,000 employees around the world. Microsoft has become the second company ever to achieve a $3 trillion market valuation. The tech giant's per share price was $404.87 at the close yesterday. Apple hit the $3 trillion mark in December of last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Of attraction, there are two of them, but one of me. I wonder.
wish I could undergo mitosis and split my body down from head to toe. Then there would be two of me, you see, then I would be free. One of me, to each sister I would go. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC.